Oh, sorry. Okay. One thing I noticed here that Okay. Call from Sabo Wambiyam. Liki Ratmasayam Bacho Sabo Biyam Liki Ratmasayam the rush. The rush is on your yud. Number yud the rush, my cut. Okay. So he says that called to him anogim the Ava Bakfiasamita Atifas Rosh Neilas Asandeo Tashma Shamita Rachitza Vesicha. So okay, so it's a full yom of Isuri of Avos, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing here that is very interesting. That that it says Tanya Bevel Rabasi. I guess that's what's most clear. Likur atzamos eina el yom echad. Lefichach ein malakten osan im chashecho. Because it will be you won't have enough time. Rav Shimon Mahoy omer malakten bosa yom. Vachoshcha mutter biyam shalachrav. Okay. Then he goes on to Einam Lemeshura. And Tanchumen, you don't say, and you're not Mavim Be'ir, okay, all those things. But he says, well, there's a question whether there's Yom Shmua, but there's one interesting thing. What is the interesting thing here? The interesting thing is that that the Yom Shel Avelus is chal on the yom of Likut,
mm-hmm. Right?
Not on the yom of Torah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing. See, the Maharam of Rutenberg holds that you do what? That you even have aninus,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rush is cholik, but the Maharam of Rutenberg holds you have aninus, but he holds that there's kvura. There's aninus, and then after the kvura, and then after the kvura he holds, you have avelus, like a regular case.
Right.
But most don't hold like it. So they hold that the likud, the yom ha-likud itself,
right,
is the yom shel avelus. So what does, that's unusual. Why should it be that way? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's something we didn't take up.
It's a two perishim and tosfos.
So the question is, what is likud atzamos?
Right.
Is likud atzamos another form of kvura? But if it is, then that's the Maharam of Rutenberg.
Right, you go by kvura.
That this kvura is a guf, and this kvura is atzamos. But Kfuras Atzamos is less than Kfuras Aguf. Because Kfuras Atzamos is only Yom Echad, whereas Kfuras Aguf is Shiva. Okay? That's the Maharam of Rutenberg. But apparently we hold differently. We hold that Kfuras Aguf is Shiva. But we hold that the Likud Atzamos is qualitatively differentiated from Kfuras Aguf. Okay? In what manner? In the manner that Kfuras Aguf is until Likul Abasa. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the Atzamos, then you have Likul Atzamos. Okay? So I was just trying to work out a basic conceptual format for each one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll have to stick with it, but it's something. I think there's something like this, that the kvura really is kapara. And kapara is equal habasa. That's why you see by Sanhedrin they say that it was zochah to kapara.
Right.
So the machayev in kfura is kapara. Because the basar is extant. Okay. So therefore, you can't say that the avelis will begin until Ashi Yistamagolo. Because by Stina Sagolel, everything is set for Ikla Bosa.
Okay.
It
starts the process.
Right, the process is finished. But by Likud Atzamos, and Likud Atzamos, it's a different concept. It's not Kvura because of Kvura. It's not Kvura. So there's two things. There's Kvura, which is Kapara. And then there's the Kapara isn't a Likud Atzamos, Ikla Bosa. Then there's Likud Atzamos, because you can't leave. If you leave the Atzamos, so then there's no quota, then it lacks in quota mace.
Right.
So that's why you have to bring him to his destination. Then you have to bury him. But really, from the moment that you are supervising the Atzamos, okay, from that moment, there is no Bizoyin Ames. You follow? In other words, the Kvura has to take place because there's nothing else I can do. I can't leave it sprawled out on the ground because it would be a Bizoyin. So it requires Kvura. But it requires Kvura for a different reason. For the reason of a Bizoyin Ames. See, apparently the Maharam of Rutenberg learns that there's a kiyum in that kvura too. And that's a kiyum of kavod, that he has a place. See, but apparently the other ones learn it's just a matter of being mechabe the atzamos. So there shouldn't be a bizoyin. So therefore, there's no difference from the moment I'm supervising the Atzamos. I have the Atzamos with me. The Kvod Ames is intact. And Kvura doesn't add anything to it. Except Kvura is the only Yechi Timtza of the Kvod Ames. So therefore, Avelis begins the moment of Likud Atzamos, not the moment of Kvura. Of course, as I said, I repeat again, it's Machlokes. Maharam of Rutenberg and the Rush. And that's what Maharam of Rutenberg holds. There's a kiyum in the Kvura. The question, in other words, remains. The question is, in Likud Atzamos, is there a kiyum in the Kvura, like by regular Kvura, or it's simply the Heichi Timta, you want to avoid the e-kavod of the mace. Okay, so if that's the case, from the moment that you malakate, from that moment on, there's no violation of cover of the cover. Okay.
What if you wanted to put the atzamos in the makom shama?
What's that?
What if you wanted to put the atzamos in the makom shama?
Not be kover.
No, had not required.
He wouldn't.
Yes, custom requires.
Required.
Right.
According to this view, right? So according to the Rush, our view, so then what is the Machayev of a new Avelis then? He fulfilled Kvura, he had Avelis, now he's removing the bones and there's no Bizoy. So what's the Machayev of the Avelis?
The Machayev of the Avelis is the Hisaskus im Hameis L'chodo. In other words, The first Asaskus Mameis is really Kapara. But if you take the Yetzah, if you Malakit Yetzamos, there's another Machayev vis-a-vis the Mace. The Machayev vis-a-vis the Mace is Neil Kavod. So whenever there's a machayev vis-a-vis the mace, you have avelus. Except the only difference is that where it's kapara, so it's shiva. But where it's simply a matter of nihil kavod, so then it's only yom echad.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So according to the Maharam, he's saying it's another din kfura.
Right.
It's a kfura that's on. So that's why you would be usser and buser v'yayin before, because that's
right.
Really like another anina story.
That's right. That's right.
So you mean if you were just malakate the atzamos and you weren't doing avelis, it would be lacking in kavod ames?
Right. That's correct. Because the atzamos require kavod.
Mm. It's also good that he says he should.
That's why it says the way he, what?
He shouldn't do it right before Shkia also, because that would also be a lack in cover, because you wouldn't be the...
enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Mm.
So why did one of those Tanai and Badavka want this to be done this way?
Oh, what do you mean, why? That story?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Mm. I mean, he wanted to that there should be a niyug of two levels. No one explains why. Was it Rav Tzedek? Yeah. So, no one explains why, but apparently he wanted a nihug of Avelis, that's Machmas Kfura, Avelis Shel Kapara, and then he wanted another nihug of Avelis, Machmas Likud Atzamos. I don't know why. Doesn't say why he wanted that, but
well, you'd think just put him in the right place to begin
with.
Yeah,
put him in the right place to begin with. I don't know, unless the right place was far away. I don't know. I have no idea.
Right, so you're saying according to the Maharam, there's a Chovas Kfura on the Likud Atzamos?
Yes.
A new Chovas Kfura, and that's why you're an
that's right.
And according to the Rosh, there's no Chovas Kfura?
No.
It's just you can't not do kavod ames.
That's
no
right.
Chiyuv kfura, really.
No chiyuv kfura per se, but the atzamos must remain in a place of kavod. And there's no other place of kavod besides in the in the makom kfura.
Right. So I can understand according to the Rosh why the avails is like one day, right?
Yeah.
But according to Maharam, why should the chiyuv b'isur basar v'yayin go until the kfura?
Why?
If the reason that you're asked about Yana is because it's like a real Chiyav Kfura, Kiyam Kfura second time, so even let's say you don't bury him that day, you bury him a week later. So shouldn't you be an Onain until that time? Shouldn't
I think he holds you up.
But he does hold that day.
Does hold up.
It's just if you did the Kfura that day, then the Vyasa will only be one day?
That's right.
It means he'll Isra Basar V'yayin would be until the Kfura.
Until the Kfura.
Uh-huh.
It's strange. The situation of Aninus comes after the situation of Aninus comes after the Avelis.
Well, it's a different, it's a qualitatively different Aninus. In other words, they both agree that it's qualitatively different. Okay.
What does that mean, qualitatively different?
In other words, one is Kavura Shel Kapara, and Likud Atzamos is a new phenomenon, you see. But it also involves, it reflects back on kfarot ames.
Right.
But in a different way, you see. It's just like the remnants of the mace. So it's a different type of reflection on kfarot ames. So that's why it's only yom echad, because it's not really essential. Like the kfarot ames, where it's kfaros aguf. But that's what seems clear from the Shitas Rosh.
Now, what's the idea of being bearing a person the kibrei avosa, right? So for the Harugia Beis Din, until they have kapara, it's inappropriate to bury them.
Yeah, because they're not
the Rishayim.
They're Rishayim, right?
So when you bury, so what does that show you that when you bury somebody the kibrei avosa? If he's a Rasha, he doesn't deserve to be bikir because he's like what's that I.
And in Baruch Abezim, they take them after the Kibbutz Amos, they bury them.
After they bury him in a separate cemetery there, and then they move it after the Kibbutz Amos. I mean, like, why couldn't you just bury him right away in the Kibbutz Amos and let the Kibbutz Amos occur there?
I think it was you want to demonstrate, I don't know.
It's also like until he's a tzaddik, yeah. Until he's kapar, he's not, it's inappropriate, you can't put him to kiryavosov.
Right, seems like right.
So what, does that show you like why the idea of moving, so bearing something to kiryavosov?
In other words, he's not zocha to a regular kura until he has kapar.
So being kiryavosov, it shows like you're a tzaddik like them, like you're joining up with...
Right.
That's what it shows. So until he's kapar, he's inappropriate for him to join with them permanently.
Right.
Is there a nafkamina here between the two sides? For example, what about the other relatives who aren't engaged in the liquid? They're not involved in it. Different town, whatever. They avail them as well? I mean, according to the Rush, would be mashma that not. But maybe according to the Maram, where it's a real growth.
Well, the Rush says there's a question of is there a shmua krova by Likud Atzamos. It brings that down. So it's a machlokas. Some say there's no din shmua krova Likud Atzamos. Shmua krova is only on real kvur. But this is just a matter of kavos. So there's no shmua krova. And others say, if you heard the Shmua b'shas maisa, so you mechuyif to be knowing that day.
If it's the yom of the good itself.
Right. So you see, all the krovim are involved.
We're going to both sides.
It would seem so. So it would be nice if we could define each one of these things. Behold, dvar manogim be'evo, b'kfias amita, atifas arosh. I'm reading the Rush. Atifas arosh, ne'ilas asandel, tashmish amita, rechitza, sicha. Okay, and then he goes on, and then he says, then he brings from Sanhedrin. I think by Sanhedrin, the reason why was because they wanted to know when there was equal abasa. So they wanted to know when. The zman of equal abasa. Then he goes on. Look at some saying Eliyahu Mechel if he came in Martin Asan and Peshiyachal. Okay. What does that mean? That's the phone.
What are you asking, Rabbi?
No, I'm just going through. We had a question?
If you say that's why the simcha.
Oh, I said that's why by Sanhedrin.
Right.
That they wanted to know when the equal took place. Because they were sameach that he was nitzel min aden. So that's why they wouldn't bury him permanently.
Right.
Until that time.
Right.
Okay. Now, in other words, apparently the Zman Iko Abasar was an element in Sanhedrin by Erge Bezin.
Yeah, that's what Ram says, right? They didn't move him until that point.
That's right. So you wanted to know when that was, so you could be Sumer, but you need Sumer then.
Right.
Okay, good.
When you say the Kapari, it means the Iko Abasar?
Yeah. What?
The Iko Abasar?
Iko Abasar, yeah. I mean, that's the Kapari. Now he says like this.
Is that what it means? Me says mechaper, like in the Rambam, like Yiddichu Hashem.
Right.
That's what it means, like the Ikol Basar of.
Yeah. Mm. Apparently. Now he says like this. I'm not sure how to Rambam. Okay. Now he says. Vein omdim aleim b'shura.
Right.
Yeah. Why is that?
Shura is kavod chayim, right?
That's right. That's right. Because shur is for rachayim. That there was a loss. So here you don't do it because the loss was a long time ago.
Right. Is the gavra like a shame avel or something?
In other words, so even though the gavra is an avel, but he's not. It's, there's no din in the gavra that of a shame avel. It's only because of the fact that he's being noe covered with the mace, but not because he himself has suffered a loss of a avelus.
So why have all the other surim? The other surim seems like there's a din in the gavra.
No, the other ones are because of his Right.
That's not. I mean.
That's the din of avelus. He's being noeg avelus on, and that's the noeg avelus. But the din of
shura,
of omdim b'shura is a separate halacha, and they gave it to the gavra that he was torn away from, that the mace was torn away from him.
Right. Mm. Right. You said it was the period min ha-mace. It doesn't apply in this case.
Doesn't apply in this case. Vein omalam birkas avelim, because birkas avelim also is the same thing, because it's torn away. Aval omrim tanchumim la'atzmo. Vein mavern olav b'chover ir. Aval mavern aleyem b'soch beso. That one I don't understand. Let's skip to one. Shatani ein shmur l'likir atzamos. So one man damal is no shmur for that, but the shmur is only by real misa, by real kvura, and real misa. But over here, there's no real shmur because there's no the misa didn't take place now. It's just a matter of being no ikavo. So that's good. And Amar Rabbi Chagi. Vuhu sheshama lamocha. Aval shama bobiyom yeshmiel likratzamos mesavel adarav. Yeah, because if he knows about it, so he's a part of it, because he's one of the problem. Af pishlo hoyasham b'shas likratzamos. So you don't have to be present there, but as long as you know about it. Yeah. Mesavel right. Tanya. Likud atzamos ein amar lam kinen v'nei. Okay. Ein amar lov lo birkas avelim lo tanchumi avelim. Aval amar lam hadvarim umahein hadvarim. Arban amar kilusin pirish mekalsan ames umesapim b'shivchei. V'yesh mefarshim kilusin lakadosh baruch hu shu meimis umachay. Okay, so that's a different reason why you don't have what? Why you don't have
Kinan Vinay?
Yeah, Kinan Vinay, because that's only when the person was taken away from you. So that's only Bishas Misa, when it really is taken away. That's Kinan Vinay. But now that you're doing a Misa of Nia covered him a Mesa, no Kinan Vinay.
Why do Shabbos?
Shabbos
is Shabbos.
Kinan Vinay.
I thought the guy was
That's a din and cover and cover and cover a mess.
But this is a Ruge Basin, isn't this a Ruge Basin?
Why should I have a Shevach Kodesh Baruch
Hu? You're not talking about Ruge Basin here?
That doesn't.
I say in the Shevach of the Niftar, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's covered a mess. What's Shevach Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's like you're being a carbon now? Like, why are you being Shevach Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Having the ability to malaka. Yeah, Machayim
Mason.
You should always say Shevach Kodesh Baruch Hu.
That's Machayim Mason.
What's Machayim Mason?
If God wants him to come back with Moshiach, come over here.
No. Mamis Machayim.
You what? Are you a non believer?
Could come back where he was still.
What does that mean?
You have to move on to the subject of this.
You may Melach Mamis Machayim must be for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Mason.
Right.
And you see, you talk about the. About the fact that he's, I hear. In other words, I think he's right. You talk about the fact that this is not the end.
End all, it's not the end all.
It's not the end all.
So why'd you always do that?
Say it in
Tevil. As a matter of fact, there is a minig that they say to the Shaskfur, the Tama Raglachal Ketsayamit.
But not Shavakash Baruch, we just, you mentioned the point. You
mentioned the point.
But it's an affirmative of Nechama.
Right.
You've seen that movie? I've never seen that.
It's book.
But they do that at the time of the Shura?
Right. No, not the Shura. Later. It says when you go over to the Kevin, you say, Tishka al Mishkovcha, the Samar al Raglcha al Ketzer Yomer.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard
that? I never heard that.
Well, they're too busy giving them invitations and stuff.
Okay, let's leave there. Now there's one more question. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah now. I mean, like I said,
you
can get...
You also asked me a question about the Simcha. That question you asked, the Simcha, what type of Simcha is this? Remember, you said it was Simcha's like Simcha's Torah?
The Simcha in the Mishnah?
Wherever you asked the question, in other words... Yeah. Yes, in the Mishnah, yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
In the Mo'ikad Mishnah.
Mo'ikad Mishnah, yes. So what's the halacha? Vodo and Amar... Vodo and Amar of Me'er Malakit, Vodo and Matzamos Oved Vino, Vinesha Simcha Hilo.
Right.
Okay, so he could do it when?
Mo'ed.
The Mo'ed. Okay. What happens to the Ne'er Gavelus?
Apparently there is. Oh.
What?
I thought there would be none.
There's none, right. Why? Because the regulars mfatla avelus.
Right.
You can't have a yom avelus.
Right.
So he doesn't have a yom avelus. Okay. So so it's the simcha hilo. Rabbi Yossi Omer, evil hilo. Okay. So where the Gemara finally defines the nesha simcha hilo, nesha simcha sa regular love. Okay. So that's the Tanakhama, that's her mayor. And what does the verse say? No. Evo hulo. Why is it an evo? Yeah, so let's try to. I'd like to define this machlegas. It'd be nice if you define this machlegas at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they both hold that there's a cancellation of the yom, that there's no yom evil because there's a tata de sasri between yom simcha and yom avelus.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Question is, are you allowed to do it?
Question is, are you allowed to do it? See, I want to say a shot like this, that since the day of avelus is canceled, so there's no chef to tzura to asa, because it's like let's say on the regular person wants to go to see visit a kever, can't asa it. You could say that he shouldn't be mitztayer himself, but if it makes him feel good, so you can't. There's no chef to shel tzura sa isa. But Rabbi Yossi maintains, no, that since it's really Koveya Yom Avelus, even though the Yom Avelus was cancelled by Yom Tov, there still is a Tzura. See, Rav Meir maintains there's no Tzura to Aser because the Avelus Yom Tov was cancelled, so it's just like doing... So he's just like walking to a kever. But Rabbi Yossi maintains, no, that there is a tzura. Why is there a tzura? Because originally there was a chalos chi of Yom Avelus. So this thing has a tzura. So it's true the Yom Avelus was batal, but there still is a tzura that you can ask. The only problem is how do you fit it into the lashon?
Right. And also, what about the Tsar? Why isn't the Tsar necessary?
Maybe it's like this. According to Rav Meir, since the Yom HaVelus was cancelled because the Moed, he cancels the Yom Avelis. So now he's on his own. He's on his own, so to speak. And since he wants to Mekayim Simchas Arego, so he won't allow it to interfere with the Simchas Arego.
Okay. And Rabbi Yossi?
And we can't forget Rabbi Yossi, because we're Paschal with him. Yossi maintains that since it's an institution of Avelos, if it weren't for the cancellation of the Yom Avil of the Yomtif, so the Yom Avil the Yomtif can cancel the performance of the Yom Avil, but it can't cancel the fact that this is a Chefetz of Shal Avelos. Exactly. In other words, it can cancel the need of Elis, but it can't cancel the shame of Elis, of the practice. So therefore, the Gavra will be Mitztayer. Will be a mitztayer because he's going through a practice which is, generally speaking, is mechayev in a yom evil.
Why do you have to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you just simply say that's the question? In other words, everyone holds it won't be tsar because of the moed, but the question is, when this yom comes out in yontov, is it even an iser to do a maisa mitzvah, even if it won't result in simcha or not? The other man said, "I'm a host now. It's gavra won't be mitzvah, so you can do it."
And what is it, this yom?
He holds no. The yom simcha even prohibits to do a maisa mitzvah.
A maisa that's machayev in avelos.
Right, that's correct.
That would be machayev in avelos.
Right.
You can't do a maisa that would be machayev in avelos.
Right, that's correct.
What is Rashi? Is this in conformity with what Rashi said?
He doesn't really explain
no.
Yossi.
He doesn't say anything about Yossi?
He's free to make up whatever you want.
And now it fits into what Rashi says about Rav Meir.
Yeah, it fits in now with Rav Meir. That what?
Because now the Gavra can decide that he's in the right frame of mind. Because he has
right.
The simplest of regular love.
In other words, that according to Rabbi Meir, he can control his emotions. And he's being Osek, he'll be Osek in simplest of Moed. And he won't be Osek in the Tzar. But according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you have it now, Rabbi Yossi?
No, he even can control his emotions, but Yom Simcha prevents to do anything which will be mechayiv in Avelos. Yom Simcha's ma'akev all aspects, all manifestations of that.
Yom Simcha.
Even a Maisa that would lead, even though
now it's canceled.
It doesn't matter.
It's canceled now.
The result won't have an effect, but it does.
But it still is a Maisa shel Avelos.
Right.
It's just as a cancellation on the Chalos Yom Avelos, but the Maisa is a character; has the character of Avelos, right?
Yeah.
So Maisa say evil who love.
Right. I know that's the.
Point. Where's evil who
love?
Maybe evil who love means that he has a chiyuv to do Avelos, and the other is preventing him, so therefore he can't do it.
Well, Eva Lulo means what? That he's Messiah.
Well, not necessarily. How he has a different.
I have a different shot.
Where
is
it? See, whenever you do Malachi at Tzomos, you have to do a Velus.
Okay.
So the Yontif is preventing you, so therefore the Yontif is stopping. The Yontif says you can't do it because you won't be able to do the Velus.
Right.
Not that it's Yontif now, so therefore Velus doesn't come into play. Whenever you mark it at Samos, you have to be an Avel.
It would be Avel, and like it would be Avel for him to do it, so that's why I can't do it.
Right.
No, he needs to
say like
be
the sum of the shkia case. It's like you
he
don't
needs
have to
be
do the shkia because you're not going to be noig avelos. You shouldn't do any other because you're not going to be noig avelos. It's like sum of the shkia.
I think Jonathan's right. That you have to say Eva Lulo means the question is like this. The question is that you can cancel out the Niyug Avelis, but you can't cancel out the Avelis Belev, that's a Metzius. So the only thing you could do is you can squelch, so to speak, the Avelis Belev by the imposing involvement in Simchas HaRegel.
Right.
So the question is that mutter b'yomtiv? That on the one hand, you've overcome it.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's still there, and it's there beneath the surface,
mm-hmm.
and you have to overcome it. So the question is whether that's considered such a phenomenon, is that considered avelus b'yomtiv? Correct. Where you have both forces.
Even though you say the Simcha can overcome the Avelis.
Even though you say Simcha can overcome the Avelis, but still, I'm overcoming something.
Right.
So I'm not eradicating it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not eradicating it. I'm overcoming it.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, if it happens, somebody's Karav dies and whatever, and
right.
I guess that you have to do that.
Right.
You have to do that.
Right.
You're saying you like to create a situation with assume where you have to do something like that.
That's right.
You see, maybe Avelis is like still lurking beneath the surface. It's
right.
Like,
right.
Right. It's not this full Simcha, really. You think because the Simcha's lacking, right?
Yeah, because, in other words, he's struggling with the Avelis. He has to struggle with it.
Right.
It's true, he could win the struggle, but he's still struggling with it. And that itself is also b'malik. Okay, good. We'll leave it like that.